On behalf of Rob, Heather, and Bruce, I welcome you here for this memorial service. Let us pray. Father God, we come into your presence and thank you for your love for us, for your love for Don, and for all of us. Father, bless us with your presence today and grant us your peace. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Rob, would you like to bring us the readings, please?
The first reading is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. And now, dear brothers and sisters, we want you to know what will happen to the believers who have died so you will not grieve like people who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and was raised to life again, we also believe that when Jesus returns, God will bring back with him the believers who have died. We tell you this directly from the Lord. We who are still living when the Lord returns will not meet him ahead of those who have died. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a commanding shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trumpet call of God. First, the believers who have died will rise from their graves. Then together with them, we who are still alive, and remain on the earth, will be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Then we will be with the Lord forever. The second reading from 1 Corinthians. It will happen in a moment, in the blink of an eye, when the last trumpet is blown. For when the trumpet sounds, those who have died will be raised to live forever, and we who are living will also be transformed. For our dying bodies must be transformed into bodies that will never die. Our mortal bodies must be transformed into immortal bodies. Then when our dying bodies have been transformed into bodies that will never die, this scripture will be fulfilled. Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting?
Thank you, Rob. Will you join with me in singing Amazing Grace? How sweet the sound. Please stand to sing. When we I could see our Scottish piper just itching to be playing that one. Is that right, Graham?
That's right.
I'll now call upon Bruce to come and give the eulogy. Would you like to use the pulpit there, Bruce?
Oh, yeah, this will be right.
Okay. Speak close to the mic.
Thank you, everyone, for attending. Dad was born in Chatswood in Sydney on Boxing Day in 1932. He grew up around Mossman and Chatswood with his extended family running small goods shops through World War II and his early years. He became an apprentice fitter and turner at 16. Following that, he studied at TAFE in Newcastle, which offered maritime courses which he was interested in, to become a marine engineer. He did 2 years of national service with the Royal Australian Navy, serving on HMAS Australia, and was also part of the Honour Guard when Her Royal Highness Queen Elizabeth II came out for her inaugural visit in 1954 in the tour of Australia. This was something he was very proud of and mentioned quite often. He also worked for the Adelaide Steamship Company on various merchant ships going around Australia, and coast until he came ashore not long after his third child was born, myself, and worked for the Port Jackson, the Manly Steamship Company that operated the Manly ferries and then Hydrofoils. And he did that mainly because of his love of his wife and his family, and wanted to be close to his family and to be able to support his wife. The company later became part of New South Wales Transport and became part of the public sector. Dad worked on a number of ferries, including the steamship ferry, the South Stain, which is not shown on the pictures earlier, and on a number of hydrofoils until his retirement. Dad also had a lifelong interest in music. He played in brass and bugle bands when he was young, and then in Scottish pipe bands throughout his adult life. These included the Epping Pipe Band, Clan MacLeod Pipe Band and the Maitland Pipe Band. It was through this association that he met the love of his life, our mother, Marcy Peary, Nee Duckett, at a Scottish dance in Sydney, which Mum came up because she was doing nursing, and she came up with her friends to the Scottish dances quite regularly. And from that meeting, their lifelong love together sprang, and their common interests in music and dance and all of the other things which they loved just joined them together forever. And then they had a beautiful family. They were married for 58 years until Mum passed away in January 2018. Their life together was full of love and many, many good times. They were very much full of humour, and they passed on their love of good times, love of tolerance, and all of the things that they enjoyed in music and the other associations they became part of. They raised the three children, Robert, my brother, my sister Heather and myself, and our grandchildren and the great-grandchildren, which they were very proud and always had a loving interest in. Some of the many interests that Mum and Dad shared were being active in the Sydney Garden Club, which they won some prizes for their own garden, the Organ Society in the Australian Society of War and Era Historians. I used to go sometimes with them to various organ recitals around Sydney, and it was something they were very passionate about, as well as all the other types of music which they were very passionate about. And they used to love church music, and my father in particular used to love all of the bands, and the Scottish pipe bands in particular. They were also part of the New South Wales Bird Atlases, doing surveys and adding data to the New South Wales Atlases to enhance the work and support the communities which they are part of. Which is again some of the life lessons which they passed on to us, was to be part of the community and to think about everyone else and think of others. When they moved up to Soldiers Point up past Newcastle, they worked in the local community groups, being part of the team that won the title of Australia's Tidiest Town for Soldiers Point and Salamander Bay. Dad and Mum also enjoyed long walks together and had an active life with lifelong friends. After many years, Dad and Mum moved down here to Cooma and again integrated into the community, forming strong friendships. And many of you would have met Mum and Dad over those years. Dad was a strong, hard-working man who believed in doing things properly, a characteristic that was seen both in his professional and home life. It was also a characteristic which he instilled in all of us, in all of the things that we've always learnt from Mum and Dad, was to be the best that we could possibly be. And it's one of the reasons we are so successful in our lives. Dad was a loving husband and a caring father, imparted strong morals and ethics to us all, and taught us to be independent, tolerant and caring of others. They set such great examples of how to be good parents and to be a good loving couple. And as always, one of the things I've admired about my parents, and it's something I've always striven to try and emulate in my life. And I know my brother and sister will probably echo those sentiments. Dad was quite ill in his last years, but he still kept his keen sense of humour and his ability to love and care for those who knew him. Dad was resident in Sir William Hudson's nursing home just down here for his last years, where he was well loved and respected by the staff there. Dad passed away peacefully in Cooma Hospital last Friday morning at 86 years old. But still, he lives in our hearts, and he always will, and all of the memories of all of the great things he did. And I shall never ever know anyone as wonderful as my father. Thank you all. Thank you.
Thank you, Bruce. It's encouraging to hear a story like that. Thank you very much, Bruce. I know that was difficult for you, but you're amongst friends here and family. What I'm about to say may shock you. Don is not dead. Don's body died. Don's soul is eternal. And the same for each of us. Our soul goes beyond death. And what is a soul? Well, in the Greek, it's psuche, from which we get psyche. Essentially, that which makes us who we are, the mind, the will, and the emotion, is but part of it. Don's soul left his body, and his body is a shell like an empty locust shell. He had no further need of it. And that is going to happen to all of us. We will all face that time ourselves. Now I want to go back and talk a little bit about the creation of man. God created Adam as an act of love. Let us make man in our image. Nothing could be more loving than that. And as parents, we make children in love. And Adam was created for fellowship with God, for relationship. They walked together in the Garden of Eden, the cool of the day. But then Adam fell short of God's standards. Excuse me. He fell short of what he was created for. And God had to cast him out of the garden. There was therefore a separation. Now God had said to Adam concerning a tree that was in the garden, in the day that you eat of it, you will die. Now if you go back into the Greek, there's two words that are used for death. There's nekros, from which we get necrosis, necrotic, and thanatos. And thanatos has the concept of separation. And the word that was used when God spoke to Adam was the Greek word thanatos. There will be a separation. And God confirmed that separation by casting him out of the garden. Then throughout history, God confirmed that separation time and time again. Even in the Exodus, the story of the Exodus, where the design is given for the tabernacle, there's a curtain dividing off the Holy of Holies. God confirms that separation. We come through to the New Testament. The wages of sin is death. But what is sin? Sin is not something that we do. Sin is failing to reach the perfection that God requires of us. Falling short of God's standard. The word in the Greek that is translated sin actually comes from archery. Hamartia. And that literally means aiming at a target and dropping short of it. Now we've got an archer here. You drop short of a target, you've missed the point, haven't you? And we've all done that. We've all dropped short of God's standard. And the result of that is death, thanatos, separation from God. But God, in his love for mankind, gave himself in the form of his Son to take that separation for us. When Jesus was on the cross, he called out, my God, why have you forsaken me? For the first time in all eternity, he separated from his Father. And there was darkness over the face of the earth for that time. Now some people will say it was an eclipse. An eclipse lasts only a few minutes, not 3 hours. And it was Passover time, so it was a new moon. Physically impossible to be an eclipse. There was a darkness because Jesus was separated from his Father and he was taking that failure that we had. He was becoming a substitutionary sacrifice for us. That's the love of God. And then he says, it is finished. And he gave up his life. And when he said, it is finished, there was a mighty earthquake, and the veil in the temple that separated off the Holy of Holies was torn from top to bottom. God was indicating there is no more separation. We are now free to be in a relationship with him. And that's what he wants of each one of us. To have a daily living relationship with him. Believe me, it brings peace. When the way looks dark ahead, that relationship with God brings a peace. And with that, there's a knowledge that as Jesus rose from the dead, we too will be raised from the dead. This body, this mortal body, must put on immortality. But the soul is eternal. And the destiny of that soul is dependent upon the choices we make here. God has provided the way for an eternity with him, for a relationship with him. But we can choose to accept that or to reject it. Now, I was with Don through the night on Monday night and Tuesday morning. And based on my experience, I expected him to go about 2:30 or 3 o'clock on Tuesday morning. He hung on until Friday, beyond expectations. I believe in that time a transaction was completed with God. Although he was not awake to us, his soul was awake to God. And I believe during that time there was a positive transaction. The challenge to each of us here today is, are we prepared to make that transaction ourselves before death and enjoy a life in relationship with the Heavenly Father? Let us pray, and then we'll have just a time of reflection before we continue on. Father God, your love is so great that we can't even comprehend it. Your provision of a way to a relationship, a way back into relationship with you, something we can't accomplish of ourselves, but you have accomplished it for us, because there's no way we can do anything to please you other than just accept what you have done for us. Father, we ask you to quieten our hearts and our souls and speak to us in the very depths of our being, that we may know peace, know your love, and know relationship. In Jesus' name, amen. If God has spoken into your heart and you want to have a further discussion, You're quite welcome to speak to Rob, Farad, Sandra, myself. And we're happy to talk with you. Will you join me now in singing, Be Thou My Vision, O Lord of My Heart? To have a time now of personal reflection, and if someone has something they want to say, just come forward to the microphone and say it.
Thank you.
Father, we've considered some serious stuff here today. Take the words and forge them into our very beings. Let us learn to love you, that we may pass from this life to eternity in peace and joy. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit remain with us always. Amen. Robert, Heather and Bruce would like you to join them for some fellowship over in the church hall. Okay?
Thank you.
And thank you.